service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to Humboldt, where it is time for the girls' game to get underway. Titans come in here 3-13. Alyssa Howe, a 5'7 senior. Laura McLaughlin, a 5'8 freshman. 5'6 senior Gracie Schaefer. 5'6 senior Ellie Sharton. 5'10 senior J.C. Leach for the Titans. J.C. Leach will jump it up in the middle against 6'1 senior Jordan Albright for the Thunderbirds. And Albright wins the tip. Mary Cabrales, a 5'4 sophomore, 5'7 senior Ava Birkebile, 5'8 sophomore Sunny Rother, and 5'8 senior Emma Swanda, the other starters for JCC. Thunderbirds go left to right as we look at here toward the north butt in the first quarter, the first half night, and a turnover. The ball taken away by J.C. Leach underneath the bucket for Humboldt Table Rock Senior. The Titans 3-13. The T-Birds 7-8 on the year. Take the ball on the inside to Leach. Layup won't go. Rebound. Had it, lost it, goes back, shot put up by Glothar. Laramie fought for it, got it back, and now hands the ball out top to Gracie Schaefer. She'll shoot it, can't connect, and the ball goes off the Titans, out of bounds. Thunderbird basketball, Johnson County Central will have it here. They head up the floor again, and it looks like pressure by HTRS here on the ball. Bring the ball in, and no, it didn't. It broke the ball. Now they get it back. They're in the inbound. Now she gets it back, comes to the front court, throws it over the top, and the ball is tipped out by H. Sheriff. Now, these two teams met last week. They met in the Class B third-place game over at the Medeckas tournament, and the ball comes in, JCC with the inbound. Now Birkebile has the free throw line out to Cabrales. She'll fire a triple up off the rim, no good, and J.C. Leach grabs up the rebound. JCC won that one 43-35 was the final in that contest. And the bounce pass forward by Ellie Sharp, intercepted by the Thunderbirds. They're on the run the other way. Sunny Rother with it. Gives the ball back out to the top. Now to Swanda. Take it to the near right side, and now back to the top to Rother. Rother will hold the junior, kind of sophomore. It comes off to Cabrales again. Cabrales tries to fire it underneath, and the Birkebile, where they tried to go, we have a foul on the Titans on Ellie Sharp, her first foul and the team's first foul of the ball game. So the ball comes in, intercepted by Ellie Sharp. Ellie Sharp with the steal, and now the Titans come up the floor, and a long pass up the floor, tipped away by Rother, and Swanda has it. And now Thunderbirds back up floor to the offensive end. 6-10 to play here in quarter number one. Swanda around the defense, fires it up from 12 feet, runner up, no good. Rebound grabbed up by J.C. Leach. Leach will give the ball ahead, and up the floor comes Ellie Sharp. Timeout by the Titans. No score. 2 minutes into the game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Looking here, it's first quarter action. There we go. In the first quarter, no score. The Titans took the timeout to talk it over. Now they're back to the front court inside the Leach. J.C. kicks the ball over the left side to Gracie Schaefer. Around the perimeter, down the right side now to Alyssa Howe. Back in the Leach, draws a double team, forces it up off the iron, no good. Rebound, Perkabal, touch the glass, knocking it away from Laramie Glothar for HTRS. So the Titans have it underneath their own bucket, but in the corner of the lane. As the ball triggered from the baseline. Comes in, they try to get it to Howe. It's knocked loose, saved. Good job by Gracie Schaefer. Run that ball down. Over it goes. Three-pointer for Sharp. No good. And the rebound grabbed up by Swanda. Emma with the rebound for Johnson County. Up the floor now with the basketball. Inside it goes to again, the game that was Albright with it. Now back out to Birkebile. Birkebile holds, dribbles into the paint, down the lane between two defenders, off the glass, no good. Rebound out of bounds, touch last by HTRS. The end of the game comes 5'8 sophomore Avery Deerberger for HTRS. Deerberger checks into the contest now for the Titans. And we've got a push foul on the Titans here. Going to be called on Alyssa Howe as the Thunderbird ball handler got pushed to the floor. She made a pass. Now Swanda will inbound the basketball, bringing it to Cabrales. Cross court, up the ladder. Roffert goes up and gets it. She's got one of those plastic face masks on that when you have a maybe a banged up nose or a broken nose sometimes. Here is a three pointer from the left corner. And good. Three pointer by Sonny Rother. And we have our first score of the ball game. 3-0, and up the floor come the Titans with it. Howe with it on the right wing. Drills around the defense out to the left side to Shark. Ellie goes down low with it. Gracie Schaefer turnaround. No good. Offensive rebound and a put back by Alyssa Howe. 3-2. GCC with the lead and up the board. Cabrales around a defender. Floats it up across the rim on two hops. No good. Rebound on the weak side and a two-pointer for Jordan Albrecht. Makes it 5-2. GCC. To the front court we go with the basketball now. Deerberger. Cross court down to the left corner. Three ball up and too strong for Schaefer. Rebound out of bounds off of Rother. It's going to be Titan basketball. So inbounding once again will be Gracie Schaefer from the baseline, lined up to the free throw line, bringing it. Shot is blocked as Ellie Sharp went to put it up, and she got fouled. Foul will go on Sunny Rother, her first team foul number one on JCC. And to the free throw line, shooting a pair will be Ellie Sharp, 5'6 senior. Ready? Fires and off the mark. No good. She'll get another one here. 5-2. Johnson County Central with the lead here early on. Halfway through the second one on the way up and got it. 5-3. Johnson County Central basketball facing full court pressure. Rother inbounds. Cabrales gets it right back. Throws it up the floor for Albright, and they say it is going to be Sheriff basketball. Four subs in here. Sadie Hardesty, a 5'3 senior, checks in for HTRS at a guard spot. Also in there now will be Hannah Kozel, a 5'6 sophomore. Pass up the front, knocked with stolen by Albright. She'll get the ball to Birkebile up the right side, going around a defender. Defender fell down, a block by Howe on the shot attempt in the paint. Loose ball picked up by Gracie Schaefer. She heads up the floor. Goes by one defender, out to Hardesty over on the right side now. Deerberger pulls up, and she's going to the line to shoot two. She got fouled as she floated down the right side of the floor. Foul on Emma Swanda. Her first team foul number two on Johnson County Central. At the line is going to be Deerberger. Deerberger ready, fires, and off the mark, no good. So one more coming here. Rother comes out for JCC into the ball game now. Oh, where'd she go? I believe Bailey Sterup in there. I saw the right number. We'll catch her in a minute. Free throw up, and no. Albright with the rebound, but we've got a whistle, and a lane violation. He's going to get a do-over. An official do-over. So Sterup is in the game, and checking in now for Albright will be Madeline Harfeld, a 6'1 senior. And Titans are bringing in the Army Glothar back in there, and J.C. Leach back in the ballgame. So lots of substitutions in this ballgame early on. So once again, Deerberger at the line for her second free throw up and off the flat iron. No good. Rebound will be grabbed by Swanda. Up the floor, across the midcourt. Birkebile with it. Birkebile over on the left side now. Swanda. Man-to-man defense by the Titans. Throw on the inside to Harfeld. Back out. Three-pointer on the rim. no good, put up there that time by Scarif. Rebound brought down by the Titans. Coming out of there with it will be Glothar. And out of the front, Hardesty on the left side of the circle, dribbles, bounce pass to Leach in the free throw circle, shot, no, rebound on Harfield, up with the rebound and off to her teammate. Coming up the floor now will be Birkebeil. Spins at midcourt, works the right side of the floor with a dribble. Around one defender, inside Harfield, can't get it, got it back, missed it, and the Titans get the rebound. Leach picks up the carry and up the floor. Here come the Titans again. Hardesty goes right by her. Out of bounds, and the Thunderbirds get the ball back with 2:22 left in quarter number one. 5-3. Johnson County Central with the lead. To the front court with it. Cabrillas bounce pass in. Harrafell turns. Spins. Partially blocked that time by Leach. Coming down with the basketball, the Titans, Gracie Schaefer. Deerberg across court, left side to Hardesty. Hardesty with it, stops, and the ball tipped away. Out of bounds, knocked out of there by Sterup. And here come three more Titans back in. Alyssa Howchick's back in. And a Koval back in the ball game. And I believe... Okay, Howe back in. Alyssa Howe back in. Titans put Sonny Rother back in the ball game. Take the ball to the right corner to Alyssa Howe. Howe with it. Cross court with the basketball. Now to Sharp. They play catch with it. Koval with it to the side to Howe. And now a shot up from 18 feet off the mark. No good by Sharp. Rebound picked up by Johnson County Central. Stolen back by Howe. Down the lane. Knocked away. Out of bounds off of the Thunderbirds. It'll be Titan ball underneath their own basket. Ball comes in. J.C. leads from 12 feet. Left side up. No. Rebound. Out of bounds. It belongs to HGRS. Ellie Sharp in on the ball from the baseline. Everybody lined up sideline to sideline along that baseline. The ball comes in. Leach couldn't get a good handle on it. Now grabs it. Gets away to Howe. Howe with it, goes over the right side, a little weave out front. Now Sharp comes to the left side, Koval. Leach will fire, free throw line, up, no. Ball, got her own rebound, and put it up and in. Leach, with her first bucket, has four rebounds already, and we've got a 5-5 ball game. 5-5 is our score, inside, up, and good on the scoop by Birkebeil, even with the two-pointer, her first two of the night. Foul will go on J.C. Leach, her first foul, team foul number three on HTRS. Back in comes Jordan Albright. She checks into the game in the place of, who came out of there? That will be Emma Swadu checked out. Free throw bank is open. So Birkebeil with a three-point play and is now 8-5 JCC. Birkebeil checks out of the game. 2-3 in zone. Take the ball to the left corner with it. Back out top to Koval. Cross court to the right side to Sharp. Sharp in the middle now. Oh, and big crowd there. Howe got it. Now cross court to Leach. Tipped by Rother. Held ball. Stay with the Titans on the offensive end for 47 seconds to go in the quarter. Schaefer back in for Koval now for the Titans. Inbounding off the baseline again. Everybody in the corner of the lane for the Titans. Triggering in will be Sharp. Gets the ball in. Leach miss it. Rebound grabbed up there by Albright. Albright, excuse me. The Rother to the front court. Sonny measuring things from the right side into Albright. Leach reached around. Couldn't get the ball, but a foul on Alyssa Howe. Coming with a help defense from the backside. Alyssa's going to pick up her second foul of this first quarter. Team foul number four, and Jordan Albright at the free throw line to shoot two. She sets, fires. The first one is off, no good. She'll get another one here. 8-5, Johnson County Central with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. Albright gets the basketball, eyes it. It's on the way up, off the flat iron. Rebound to the right and left corner to Laramie Glawthorne, the freshman. She'll bring it up. Now swing it down to the left corner for three. On the rim, no good by Sharp. Rebound, scramble. Who's got the ball? It's going to go to the T-Birds on a held ball with 21 seconds to go in quarter number one. Rother will inbound against full court pressure here. Rother looks, brings it in there to Harfeld. Harfeld back to Rother. Goes up, the ball is dribbled away from her, out of bounds, and it'll be Thunderbird ball on the side, 15 feet up off the baseline, with 15.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbounding will be Ava Klein, who just checked in, a 5'5 sophomore for JCC. Get the ball and losing the ball, dribbling around the defense is Rother, taken away by the tight end, 6 on the clock. To the paint, now down to Howe from 12 feet, up short, no good. And that's going to end our first quarter. The score, Johnson County Central 8, Humboldt Table Rock Steamer 5, and we return to Humboldt in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Every 35 days, your skin replaces itself, your liver about a month. Your body makes these new cells from the food you eat. What you eat literally becomes you. You have a choice in what you're made of. After breathing, eating is what we do most frequently during a lifetime. Improve your eating habits today and improve your life tomorrow. Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to eat wisely. Work toward wellness, one meal at a time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
8-5 after one quarter. Johns County Central leading Humboldt Table Rock Senior on girls game tonight. And it's Titan basketball to the left side of the floor. It goes to Ellie Sharp. Ellie cross court with it now to Gracie Schaefer. Down to Howe on the wing. And if she tries to bounce a pass into the middle, she is fouled by Ava Birkebile. It picks up her first. Team foul number 3. 8-5, the score from the sideline. The ball comes into the paint, knocked away, recovered by Sharp, gives the ball up, and coming around with it, Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer goes back to Sharp, in the corner to Howe, and now back out to the top with it, Schaefer. Dribbles around, ooh, nearly walked, bounce pass inside the lead, off the glass, no, and a scramble for the rebound, and held ball will go to Johnson County Central. No lack of hustle trying to get that basketball. Halftime at the Conestoga tonight. It is the Fall City Tiger Girls leading the Conestoga Cougars 24-20. That game over on KTHC tonight. Oh, by the way, all of our games available on the World Wide Web at nscsports.net. nscsports.net. Click on the Listen Live button. Pick one of our radio stations you all listen to the game on. Here's the shot up from 12 feet on the right end. No good. Shot put up there by Bailey Sterrett. And a hard ball on the rebound. And the held ball again is going to go back to the Titans now as they tie it up on the rebound there. Minute gone by in the second quarter. Up the floor with the basketball, Ellie Sharp. Sharp passes off, gets it right back. Now down to Alyssa Howe in the corner. Bounce pass into Leach. Spins off the glass. Good. Casey Leach with her second hoop of the ball game, and it's now 8-7. Full floor pressure here by the Titans. Off the floor, knocked away from Swan to Cabrales, catches it in the front court. Her front court pass knocked away. Perkabile gets control of it. Now to Sterrett. Inside Swan to up off the glass. No. Rebound ground up by Alyssa Howe. Howe with a rebound, and here come the Titans the other way now with it. Out top, play catch with Sharp. Left side, crosses the court, and a runner down the lane on the right side, up and good by Gracie Schaefer. And the Titans take the lead now, 9-7. First time they've had the lead in the ballgame. We were tied at 5. Here's Rother all the way to the hole. Too strong on the left side of the rebound. Grabbed by Lenny Gwathar. Gwathar will hand the ball off and up the floor. Coming quickly, driving into the paint was Owen Sharp. And a whistle, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds off of the Thunderbirds. Howe is out into the game. He is Avery Deerberger for HTRS. Nobody guarding the game. And the inbound and a three-pointer by Ellie Sharp puts the Titans up 12-8 now. The four-point advantage, driving, Rother shooting. Partially blocked, swung to the rebound, can't connect. Out of bounds, Rother touches it last for Johnson County Central. Well, Rother's had a couple of decent looks inside there, but can't get the ball to go in. Up the floor now come the Titans with the basketball. Over to the near left side to Schaefer. Back cross court, Deerberger down to the right corner. Nearly another foul by the Thunderbirds. And Deerberger got it. And we're going to call for traveling. Hannah Cole will check it in now for J.C. Leach. 5:14 left in the first half. Birkebile will take it into Sterrett. Bailey, sophomore, coming up the floor with it. Yep. On the right side, moves around, off the glass, up, it won't go. And a push foul on the rebound to be called on the Thunderbirds. Comes a man in the striped shirt our way. 33, the foul on Emma Swan to her second, team foul number 4. Even there, 4 fouls apiece on the teams. Howe is back in the ball game. Gwathar checks out. And now inbound, it will be Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer up the floor on the left side. Stops. Off the right side now to Deerberger. Back across to Schaefer. Driver to the paint. Double team. Deerberger had it blocked. Got it back. Shot it. Rebound to Howe underneath Koval and a foul underneath there. I'm not even going to guess who they're going to call this on. It's going to be somebody in a black uniform. Foul on one. Harley Cabreras, her first, team foul number 5. Free throw proposal on the way up and good. Her first point of the evening. It's now 13-8. It was 8-5. That's an 8-0 run for HTRS. Free throw won't go. Long rebound controlled by Gracie Schaefer out on the right side wing. She'll dribble the top against the 2-1-2 zone. Left side with it inside, stolen away by Johnson County Central. The steal made by Albright. Coming up the floor now, Rother. Timeout called by Coach Garrett Collin. It's a 5-point lead for HTRS, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Humble Table Rock Senior with the lead tonight. At the moment, second quarter action, 4:27 left in the period.
Go hard!
It's going to be Johns County Central basketball. Inbounding will be Bailey Sterrett. Just across midcourt, she'll take it backcourt to Brookabile, and Abel will bring it forward. Goes rough, now drives down the lane, and no defensive stopper. She missed the layup, though. Rebound, Bleach, and here come the Titans. Looking ahead to an 8-0 run. With it, Hardesty came in during the timeout. Now, Leach between the circles, Hardesty on the left side. skips it over the top, faking the shot, is Glothar in the leash, and another foul. Push foul on Johnson County Central. Foul will be on Jordan Albright for first. Team foul number 6. Titans bring in. See, Learning Glothar is in there. Deerberger's in. She takes the inbound. Will fire from 15. Too strong. Long rebound. Rother couldn't save it. Got her foot on the sideline. Out of bounds, and it will be Titan ball about 15 feet up off the baseline on the far right side of the floor. Bring the ball into Hardesty. Now lob it in, and Albright, nice step in front, and a steal. There comes JCC Rother all the way to the hole, up, too strong. Another rebound for Leach. They're finding room to get to the basket, but they're not connecting. There's nobody underneath their rebound for Johnson County Central. That's the only bad part, but getting to the rim that easily. Bounce pass out, and a three-pointer up and down on the left side for Ellie Sharp. That gives Ellie 7 points. It's 16-8, and the run is now 11 in a row. At the other end, JCC inside to Albright. Turn, missing. Rebound to Glothar. Freshman gets it out of there, up the floor to Sharp. Now Hardesty cross court with it. Deerberger back to the middle of the Leach. Try the right side to Hardesty. Goes inside, making the catch. Glothar shoots. No. Rebound. The reach-in foul as Birkabaugh got the rebound. Foul on the Titans on Laramie Glothar, her first. Team foul number 5. 2:47 to go here in quarter number 2. Rother is out. Back in is Madeline Harifeld for Johnson County Central. Sheriff up the floor with a dribble to the free throw line. Passes out to Cabrales. Now inside Harifeld. Spins, moves to the basket. No. Albright the follow and the bucket. Albright with 4 points now, and that breaks the run. It's 16-10. That started, it was 8-5. JCC with the lead. Now to the front court, Hardesty with it. Free throw circle, cross court, Deerberger. Her pass tipped away, stolen by Birkabaugh. Off the floor, Cabrales ahead to Sterrett. Stops, waits, used up her dribble, gets to Albright. And a push foul on the inside. Looks like Hardesty's going to get whistled from my vantage point. It is Sandy Hardesty's first foul of the game, team foul number 6. 2:03 to go. Hardesty out. Deerberger out. Howe is in there with like a starting 5 in now for the Titans here. Birkabaugh on the right side. Gives it down to Sterrett for 3. Short. Rebound. Albright up and in. Albright with back-to-back hoops makes it 16-12. HGRS with a 4-point lead hanging on here. To the front court on the left side, throw it underneath, and Harifeld with the block. It was shot put up by Ellie Sharp in the paint. And here comes Sterrett to the front court with 1.5 minutes to go in the quarter. Looking in, gets the ball high post to Albright, out to Cabrales for 3 off the mark. No. And the rebound is loose on the deck. It's picked up finally by Gracie Schaefer. Gets it out of there to Ellie Sharp. Ellie will come up the left side, now work to the right side. Backs up near the midcourt. Comes off the left side with a pass now to Gracie Schaefer. High post. Howe with it underneath the Leach. Couldn't connect on the layup. And we've got the ball out of bounds, belonging to Johnson County Central with 61 seconds to go in the first half here. All right, bring the ball in. Sterrett breaks the press. Harifeld up to Cabrales. Right side of the floor, works to the baseline. Now her pass tip. Birkabaugh catches it, goes to Harifeld, throws underneath Albright up, and got it. That's 3 in a row for her. Titans don't have anybody size-wise to match up in there with her. She is 6'1", so is Harifeld. So the double high post, and now inside it goes. Shot up, no good by Sharp on the give and go from the free throw line. Birkebeil out to Cabrales for three. It's up, no, rebound. Herfeld up off the front edge. No good. She got another rebound. Pushes it up again. No, rebound to Albright. She's got four straight hoops for Johnson County Central, and it's now tied at 16 apiece. Second tie of the ball game. In the front court, Leach, four on the clock. Howe will fire the buzzer, and it goes in. Alyssa Howe gets a two-pointer before the horn sounds in the first half. It's Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, 18. Johnson County Central, 16. We'll be back with the first half scoring after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime at Humboldt, and we have a good game going. 18-16 HCRS with the lead in the ballgame here at halftime. Johnson County Central jumped to an 8-5 lead in the first quarter. Then it was 5-5. And from 8-5, Johnson County Central with the lead. The score then went 16-8 in favor of HGRS on an 11-0 run. Then from 16-8, it went to 16-16 on an 8-0 run by Thunderbirds. And then right at the buzzer, HGRS made it. We got the lead in first half scoring for Johnson County Central. 10 for Jordan Albright, the 6'1 senior. She scored four straight hoops late in that second quarter for Johnson County Central to get them back in the ballgame. Sonny Rother has three on a three-pointer, and Eva Birkebeil, three points on a deuce and a free throw. The Thunderbirds are 1-for-2 at the line. Emma Swanda has two fouls, the only T-Bird with more than one. Four. Humboldt Table Rock Senior in the first half. They are led by Ellie Sharp. She had 7 points in the first half, including a couple of triples. 4 points for Alyssa Howe. 4 points for J.C. Leach. Also had her for 6 rebounds in the first half. 1 point in the first half for Hannah Kozel. Alyssa Howe has 2 fouls for Humboldt. Nobody else with more than one. I should say Humboldt Table Rock Senior. Nobody else with more than one foul for the Titans in the first half. 18-16 in our score here. The lead to Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Girls game. After this, we'll do the Parents Night thing between game and then the boys between the T-Birds and the Titans coming up later tonight on Sunny 101.3. Right now, we'll take a break, check the weather here for our sponsors, and be back with second half action on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play.
Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards with your weather for the tri-state area. We are seeing some cooler than normal temperatures, and this is due to a trough of low pressure currently situated over the Midwest. And we're seeing sub-zero wind chill values associated with this. However, as we start to go into the weekend, we will see warming temperatures, and this is due to a ridge of high pressure moving into the area. We'll see lots of sunshine as well as highs in the upper 40s and 50s. Your forecast for tonight shows mostly clear skies below at zero and wind chill values of 10 below. Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 30 degrees and wind chill values remain at 10 below, south winds gusting up to 25. For Saturday, we'll see sunny skies and a high around 40 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high in the upper 40s. And Monday, we'll see partly sunny skies with a high around 50 degrees. And Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-20s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Humboldt, 18-16. The Titan girls lead the Johnson County Central girls. It will be Thunderbird basketball to start the second half here as we get ready to go. Nobody with many foul problems. We'll see how the second half of this one goes. A tight one in the first half. One lead change, two ties. To the front, Ava Birkebile over JCC. They're the road team tonight wearing a black uniform and down to Cabrales on the right side. Baseline move, tried to get it inside. Knocked off of a Titan player out to Rother. Sunny picks it up and they'll reset. Birkebile directing traffic against the HRS man-to-man. Inside Swan to spin and a shot partially blocked by Lee. Rebound Albright back out Cabrales. Left side Rother at the elbow. One dribble down, back to Cabrales. Cabrales will hold it. Now over and now into Albright again. Push that one too high off the backboard. Rebound grabbed by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer will come to the front court with the basketball now for the Titans. Take the ball to the middle, knocked away Albright, but it's controlled by Leach. With the ball, Glothar, that is Laramie Glothar, bounce pass inside by Schaefer, stolen away. Now here come the T-Birds looking for a tie or a lead this trip. Cabrales with it. To the top to Rother. Rother has been held to a three-pointer here so far tonight. Inside Rother, just inside the free throw line to Albright, back out to Rother for three on the left side. Off the rim, no. High up on the rebound will go to HTRS. In the Medeca tournament, team has met up last week. Ava Birkebell had 18 to lead JCC. She's been held to three so far here tonight. She was the only player in the game in double figure. JC Leach had 9. To lead the Titans. Howe across the Leach. And a nice bounce pass for the assist on the right side of Leach. Now with 6 in the game. And it's 20-16. The lead to the Titans. And a whistle on the far side of the floor. And a foul on Alyssa Howe. That's going to be 3 on Alyssa Howe. Team foul number 1 of the half. Birkebile will inbound the ball. Comes into Sunny Rother. Titans playing man-to-man defense. Birkebile on the right side. Into the post. Swan there gets it down. Albright underneath. She gets that deep. They're not going to be able to stop her in there. 20-18. Albright just too big. 6'1". Hard stop on that inside when she's that close. Not more than 2 or 3 feet from the bucket. Down to the right side. Inside Leach up. Missed it. And the rebound is grabbed up here by Rother for the T-Birds. St. Rother will get the ball away to Ava Birkebaum. The Titans, their biggest problem is they've missed too many shots in that paint down low. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Into Albright again. The paint back out top. And Birkebaum for 3. No. Loose ball rebound to be picked up by the Titans. And bringing it up the floor is going to be Ellie Shart. Shart stops. Passes right side. Now inside to Howe. Into a double team. Got away. They let her go. And then Fowler. She puts it off the glass for 2. 22-18. JCC. Or excuse me. HTRS for the lead. Over Johnson County. Up the floor now with the basketball. Come the T-Birds with it. Out to the top. Rother bumped and a foul on Gracie Schaefer. Her first team foul number 2 of the half. 4:54 left in this third quarter. Out goes Howe for the 3 fouls. He's replaced in the lineup now by Avery Deerberger. Inside, bodies all over the floor. Loose ball picked up by the Titans. Throw it ahead, knocked loose by the T-Birds. Out of bounds. Johns County Central basketball underneath their own basket here. So Titans will inbound. Everybody lines up sideline to sideline along the baseline here. Triggering in, Schaefer, delete, free throw circle, missed it short, and the ball picked out of the air by Ava Birkebeil. Birkebeil up the floor, now to Rother. Looking, dribbling, right side, drives all the way in, short off the rim, rebound picked up by J.C. Leach. Get the ball up now to the front. Schaefer with it. Take the ball to the left side, inside Leach, off the glass, good. Leach with 8 in the ball game. The lead is 24-18. Titans have the lead here. Coming up the floor with it. Birkebeil inside. Albright bounce pass down. Swanda made the catch. And up and hit it. Follow-up shot. No good. Rebound grabbed by Ellie Sharp. Final tonight. Fall City girls win 45-41 over Conestoga. And they get a timeout on the floor with 3:49 to go in the third. It's a 6.8 Sheriff's lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes and 49 seconds left of the third quarter of our girls' game tonight. Humboldt Table Rock Sierra leads Johns County Central 24-18 right now. Titan fans and Thunderbird fans, if you've got friends or family that might want to hear the game tonight, let them know we're on the air. Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, and Humboldt. Also, on the World Wide Web at MSCSports.net. MSCSports.net. Hit the list of live button, the drop down box with the list of our radio stations. And for this one, you pick KLZA. That's our real name, KLZA. Taking off by Sunny 101.3. Inbound the ball. Titans with it. Coming up the board. Gracie Schaefer off the right side with it. Get the ball away now to Glothar. Lauren Glothar over to Deerberger. Too tall on the pass. She couldn't get up that far. And here comes Cabrales with the ball for the Thunderbirds to the right side. Stops. Leaves it back for Birkebeil. Now to the left side. Sterup for three on the mark. But short. Rebound grabbed by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer coming up the floor here for the Titans. Her bounce pass to the left corner intended for Lauren Glothar. It is knocked loose out of bounds by the Thunderbirds. So the Titans will inbound from the baseline. Now this time they line up everybody in a corner of the lane. Ready, bringing in to Leach, and she just ran into it, hitting the ball and knocking it loose was Jordan Albright. Albright knocks it loose up the floor. Now Sterup with it for JCC. Cabrella's out top, left side, back to Sterup into the paint. Left side, Swanda, 15-footer, left wing, and the Swanda with their first back of the ball game. And it's 24-20 on Bull Table Rock Senior. To the front now with the basketball, Laramie Glothar. Right side to Schaefer, looking back, a little give and go, off the glass, got it. Tough shot, but up and down for Ellie Sharp now with 9 in the ball game. She made a couple of threes earlier in this contest. The lead is 6. Cabrales to the front court for the Titans, or for the Thunderbirds, excuse me. Take the ball cross court with the basketball now. Drive it up, and a 2-point runner by Bailey Sterup. Her first 2 in the ball game, and it's 26-22. To the front court now, up we come. Titan basketball. Sally Sharp with it. And she stepped out of bounds. She must have either dribbled out of bounds or stepped out of bounds down here. It is going to be had a total in the ballgame again for JCC. For HTR. Too many letters in this ballgame. Bring it into Cabrera. She comes up the floor on the right side for the Thunderbirds. Holds the ball, gives it off and back outside to Birkebile. Left side, Stirrup. Sadie Hardis is in the ballgame. Inside, Herrefeld is back in there. And Swan at the free throw line, standing with a foot in the lane. Dishes it off again to the left side. Stirrup holds it. Inside to Swan, it's double teamed, swiped away by Gracie Schaefer. Schaefer will bring it up herself. Stirrup swipes that, it comes up empty. Hand the ball away to Laramie Glothar. Right side, Deerberger shoots from 3 points. No, how the rebound, put it back up, missed it. Oh, there's a big swing of an elbow. Herfeld, the rebound, her sixth of the ball game. At the other end, Stirrup from 15, right wing, no. Rebound came down, and it got deflected. It goes off Stirrup's leg. Out of bounds, it'll be Titan basketball. The minute 13 to go in the third. 26-22. Titans with the lead. High post to Howe. Gives it off. Shot up. No. Schaefer's blocked by the Thunderbird. Cabrera's on the run the other way. And she got it. Coast to coast she goes. First two of the night for Harley Cabrera. 26-24. It's a 2-point game. Now down the lane the other way. Shot blocked by Herrefeld. As running in there to try to shoot a layup, that time was Gracie Schaefer. Herrefeld just stood her ground, put her hands up, and the ball went right into her hand on the shot. Out of the front with the basketball, it will be Cabrera for the top to Stirrup. 30 seconds to go. Birkebile for three, high off the backboard. No. Rebound to Alyssa Howe. Howe will give it up for Gracie Schaefer. Gracie to the right, now moves left, gets the ball over there to Glothar. Back and now inside Howe, 15 on the clock, and a shot from the left side up. Too strong, no good by Glothar. The rebound to Birkebile. 7 on the clock, midcourt 6. Right side corner, Stirrup, around defender, shoots, misses, rebound grabbed up by Deerberger. And that led our third quarter. Humboldt Table Rock Senior 26, Johns County Central 24. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You always hear about that new car smell, but what about that new insurance feeling? It's the peace of mind that comes from being covered in all kinds of situations. Recapture that feeling and drive with extra layers of protection. Tune up your insurance policy to recapture that new insurance feeling. Call your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Auburn Insurance Service, today at 274-5340 to learn more about expanded coverages and loyalty discounts.
This is Sunny 101.3.
26-24, Humboldt Table Rock Cedar leading in Johns County Central. Start of the fourth period of our girls' game here tonight. And coming up the floor with it, Birkebile ahead to Stirrup. And now inside to Herrefeld for the Thunderbirds. Give the ball off, shot up by Sonny Rother, can't connect. And another strong, tough rebound by Ellie Sharp. Ellie's got one of them big knee braces on her right leg. And now Leach, free throw line, Cooper. Free throw line, it hit the front edge, it went to the backboard, and it fell in the hole. That's 10 for GC Leach. Here's a three ball at the other end, off the mark by Eva Collin, and the rebound brought down by HTRS. Deerberger with it, high post to Leach, followed it, got it back, who was open, didn't take it. Out for three, it's down for Ellie Sharp, her third triple of the ball game, and it Titans lead 31-24. 7-point advantage, 1 minute into the fourth quarter. Inside to Birkebile, and a little bit of contact will be a foul on the Titans on Ellie Sharp. Third team foul of the half. None of the T-Birds yet. bunch of changes here for Thunderbirds. Albright back in the ballgame. Swan is in there. Birkebau stays in. Rother and Cabrales. Starting five in for the T-Birds. Bring to Rother. Drives down the lane. Knocked away. Out of bounds. She lost the handle on it. It goes off the Titans out of bounds. So once again, Thunderbird basketball. They've been very successful getting into Albright deep in the paint. You got 12 points. Swan for two from 15. No. Rebound Deerberger on the run. Two on one. Stops. Leaves the ball back in the paint to Howe. Her shot rejected. Taken down by Swanda. And the Swanda takes control. Gives the ball to Ava Birkebeil. 7 point Titan lead. 6.5 to play. Out top, Thunderbirds have it. Take it to Albright, right side of the lane. Gives off Rother. Shot away, it won't count. She walked with it. Couldn't get her feet set, and it'll be Titan basketball. Now, Thunderbirds going to bring some pressure. Triggering, Gracie Schaefer from the baseline gets it in there to Ellie Sharp. Ellie up the floor, not a very aggressive press. Up the floor, pick set by House. Little pick and roll. She gets it right back to Schaefer, or rather to Shark, and the ball is loose. House threw it backcourt. Tried to say, are we going backcourt? Not sure she had to. I think the ball was tipped away. At any rate, it is Johnson County Central basketball. Swan in the paint, double team, lost, and it goes to Albright now over to Birkebeil. Swan again inside the free throw line, out of the right side. Rother thinking about a triple, takes it, buries it. Sunny Rother with her second long ball of the ball game makes it 31-27. At the other end, a drive and a layup is good by Alyssa Howe. She got ahead of the pack. Puts it up and in, 33-27, lead is 6. Birkebeil on the right side, Swan just outside the lane on the right side. Into Albright, up and down again. She is strong, and she gets the ball that deep. Not going to happen, not going to stop her. Timeout. 4-point advantage to the Titans back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, we are in the fourth quarter, and our score, 33-29, Humboldt Table Rock Senior Girls, leading Johnson County Central here. T-Birds took the timeout. We've reached that point like we did last week in a lot up at Metechus. KCC is not there to foul here in the third quarter or the fourth quarter. If we, this game stays close, they want to foul to put the Titans on line. They're going to have to put a bunch of fouls here in a hurry. Titans, kind of the same situation. They've only committed 3 fouls so far in the second half. A long pass to Leach. That pass tried to hurry it too far up the floor. Taken away Albright with the interception. T-Birds back up the floor. Rother with it on the right side of the elbow. Into Swan off her hand. Leach steals it back. Give the ball to Ellie Sharp. And at the other end, driving Deerberger shot partially blocked. Comes down Albright, or Cabrales will get it. And now it goes to Birkebeil, to the front court to Rother. Couple of long ones in the game for Rother, now to Cabrales. She's also capable of a long one. Rother, right side. Back to Birkebeil. Clock winding, 4:40 into Albright. Made a catch. Kicks it outside. Cabrales, runner, left side, wing, no. Rebound, out of bounds, off of Humboldt Table Rock Senior. Thunderbird ball on the side between the baseline and midcourt. Into Rother, over to Albright, knocked away. It goes back to Rother. She hands to Albright again. Back to Rother's ball. Loose. Scramble for it. Will go to HDRS. 4:22 left. It's 33-29. So again, full court pressure here. Inbounded from the sideline in the backcourt is Gracie Schaefer. And we've got a push by Schaefer and Roth are both go down hard. An offensive foul. And as you might guess, that we are sitting amidst the HCS fan here in our little perch. Team foul number four. And now, bring it up. Left side, Spawned in the corner. To Rother. Cabrera's for three. Off the mark, sideways. No. Leach, he missed the rim. Comes off the backboard to Karen the Leach. And out of the front court with it is going to be Ellie Sharp with three fouls out. She and Alyssa Howe with three each. Ahead to Schaefer. In the corner, dribbles out of there. Cross court. Gearburger fires a triple. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound to Cabrera's. She'll throw it back toward the rim. And it's Ava Birkebile to bring it up the floor at the 340 mark of the game. 4-point Titan lead. Went down with it. Rother came down and just couldn't get stopped. She took a little hop, and that's trailing. It goes back to the Titans. Stirrup in for Rother. She'll take a seat on the bench. With 3:39 to go in the ballgame. Bring it back court for Laramie Gloth, R4, the Titans. To the front court, moving from left to right. Gives the ball up there for Gracie Schaefer. Man-to-man defense and a timeout call by the Titans. They lead it 33-29 with 3:29 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Three minutes, 29 seconds left in this basketball game in the fourth quarter. Humboldt Table Rock Cereal looking for their fourth win of the year. They lead at 33-29. Johns County Central looking to even their record on the season at 8-8 with a win here tonight. Coach Harmon Cohen called the timeout. Both coaches at times have kind of wondered about a whistle or two in the ball game, but that happens every game. So the ball comes in. Ellie Sharp with it. 4-point lead. Hand the ball off to Gracie Schaefer. They're play it, catch around the perimeter. And Johnson County Central is in his own defense here. So the Titans stand outside and throw it back and forth as long as they want to right now until they come out of that zone. You don't need to attack. You're up by four. Here's the ball down on the right side. Now back out top, taking it out there. Laramie Gloth, Archie passes off, gets it right back. In the corner, Deerberger inside, and a foul will be called as the shot is elevated by Ellie Sharp. Wait a minute. What? Okay, now I question the call. Foul on Ellie Sharp, offensive? I'm totally confused by that call. Now we got a push ball on Ellie Sharp down here on defense. Now that I understand that one. That's her fourth. I'm confused as to who the first previous was on. Now we've got a warning on the HTRS bench. One of the players said something the referee didn't appreciate. He did not call it technical, but he did warn the bench. So there will be no more warnings. 2:49 to go and still a Titan 4-point lead over Johnson County Central. In to Albright, back swung to 16 feet away on the rim. No rebound tip. The rebound down and it's got to miss it. and a foul on the rebound. Cabrillo hits the deck hard. This will be another Titan foul here.
That's a
loss,
too.
Foul on Laramie Glothar, her second. Gosh, that's lost track here. That's the 16th foul. Chuck Scotty Central still has not committed a foul here in the second half. Bring it in, Birkebile into Albright. Leach blocked the shot, and the shot is missed. And here come the Titans up the floor. 2:25 to go. Johns County Central still packed back in his zone. Down in the right corner, the Titans go inside the Leach, makes the catch, turns, double team, dribbles out, shoots, it won't go, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on Albright. That will be the first on Jordan Albright. Her second, first foul of the half, what I meant to say. And J.C. Leach to the line. The Titans 2-for-6 of the line in the ballgame. All in the first half. It's up. It's good. You'll get another one. That makes it 34-29 with 2:11 to go. We played 3 minutes and 6 seconds without a point being scored here. Second free throw coming for Leach. It's up. It's good. It's good. 35-29, and both free throws are good for the Titans. Birkebile up the floor at the 2:03 mark. In the middle, Wanda. Back out top, Rother driving the lane, goes in, lost the handle on the basketball, and we've got a Titan player. I think she got stepped on. So we're going to have a sub, and coming out of there is Gracie Schaefer. Limping. I don't know if she got stepped on or if she jumped and came down sideways on her ankle. She is limping off with what looks like a smile on her face, but not right now for any weight on that left leg. So hopefully that's not anything too bad for her. There's got, oh, and it worked. They came up, two defenders ran up to midcourt as the Titans crossed midcourt to set a trap, and saw them coming in panic and traveled with the basketball. So good plan there by the Timbers, Coach Garrett Collin, saw them come get him. Inbound the ball now to Sonny Rother, a 6-point Titan lead. Rother into Swan. Turns, dribbles out, throws it out of bounds. Two teammates went right between both of them out of bounds. And it's Titan basketball. Timeout. HTRS with a minute 39 to go. Up by 6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Humble Table Rock Senior Girls up 35-29 over Johnson County Central here with a minute 39 to go in the ballgame. Titans looking for their fourth win of the year against 13 Lawson, avenging a loss last week to Johnson County Central at the Medeckis Tournament. For the Titans, it would be two in a row if they could get this one tonight. Johnson County Central trading now 35-29. They've got three timeouts left. But again, as we said earlier, they have only committed one foul in the second half. They're going to just have to hack and hack and hack to put the Titans to the free throw line here to get them into a 1-1. Throw the ball up the floor ahead to Laramie Glothar. Comes up, gives the ball back to Alyssa Howe. They are not fouling. Howe with it. Birkebile chases her. And Birkebile still chasing her. We get a 5-second call here in a moment. Hand the ball away now to Allie Sharp. Out of the game again is Gracie Schaefer with that ankle dinged up, it looks like. Now, Birkebile chases the ball handler down to Deerberger. Took to the hoop, shot it, missed it, but got fouled. Foul will go on JCC with a minute 10 to go here in the ballgame. That foul on Emma Swan is her third. And the free throw line will be Avery Deerberger, 0 for 2 at the line in the ballgame. Shooting two hairs. That was a shooting foul. It's up. It's off. No good. Deerberger will have another one here. Deerberger getting ready. Ties the basket. Flies it that way and pushes it up. Her first point of the night. And it's now 36-29. The lead is 7. 3-possession lead for HTRS. Brookabile dribbling through traffic all the way to the hole. Blocked by Leach. Deerberger comes away with it. Heads up the floor on the right side. Needs to slow down. Now give the ball off to Howe. Deerberger knows where the hoop is, and she heads that way when she gets the ball. Chasing down the ball handler is Sunny Rother, who commits the foul. Sunny gets her second foul, but again, that's only team foul number 3. So it's going to take 4 more fouls to put the Titans on the free throw line. Timeout, Johnson County Central. Back to 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic has extended hours. Would you like to see your provider before or after work or school? The Rural Health Clinic is open at 7 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The clinic will remain open until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. We will work around your work or school hours. At Pawnee County Rural Health Clinic, enhancing the health and quality of life for the community. Pawnee County Rural Health Clinics, extended hours, starting at 7 a.m.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Humboldt. We have 46.1 seconds left. Inbound of the ball will be the Titans from the sideline. And knocked out by Cabrillas, and 1 second goes off the clock. Triggering in from the side, Ellie Sharp. Backcourt to Howe, has the ball, now dribbles. Oh, nearly lost it. Rother comes up and fouls her with 41 seconds to go. Rother picks up her third, team foul number 4. So now Howe will inbound the basketball on the side. Actually, in backcourt now are the Titans. They can throw it any way they want. They come into Deerberger. She runs away from Rother up the floor, and a fresh by Swanda. HTRS fans want an intentional foul, which obviously it was, but she got away with one there. That's her 14th foul, number 5 now. Bring the ball off the floor. With the catch is going to be Ellie Sharp. Didn't get a clean catch. He got fouled from behind. Rother now has 4-3 this quarter. That's number 6. So the Titans will inbound it one more time here before they go to the line with 35.3 seconds left. Inbound is kicked out of there by Furkabile. So now the Titans will move over a couple of feet. In the corner on the right side of the floor. Howe, the bounce pass in, bad pass. They bounce and picked up by Sharp. Gets it away to Howe, and she'll be fouled by Scarif. Bailey Scarif with her first, and finally with 27.9 seconds to go, the Titans are going to go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Alyssa Howe has not been to the line tonight. She's got 8 points. She'll set herself up here at the line, and the 5'7 senior fires it up, short, off the rim, rebound, scramble for it. Cabrillas has it, trying to bring it back to the Titans. Cabrillas all the way up the floor, left hand blocked away by Howe. 18 seconds to go. Get the ball away to Sharp. Over it goes on the far left side, and coming up the floor, Laramie Glothar will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Foul will be on Eva Birkebile, her second. Team foul number 8. There's just 12.3 seconds left. So Laramie Glothar, a freshman, has not scored a ball game. She starts. Free throw up and no. And a lane violation. Wouldn't have counted anyway. So Thunderbirds get. They're down 7 with 12 seconds to go, basically, here. And the Thunderbirds are going to use all their timeouts. Okay. We'll take another 30-second break. We'll be back in Humboldt on Sunny 101.3.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play Bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
36-29, Humboldt Table Rocks here with a lead over Johnson County Central. 12.3 seconds to go in this girls' game. The boys' game will follow up after the Parents' Night events going on here at Humboldt. Thunderbird basketball, they need to go the length of the floor here. We get there down 7. And what was that? Clock went off. Why? The horn sounded for some reason. Nobody has a reason why. No time off the clock, no damage done. So we'll reset it here. Inbounding and triggering in is Bailey Stirrup. She was looking to go long, but just didn't have the ball set where she could throw it. Now to Berkebile, looking the other way to Rother, streaking up the floor, layup. It is good. What a nice play set up there. She's got 8. Stand out of there. You don't have to inbound it. There were 3 seconds left, and the Titans did not need to even inbound the basketball. They could have held it out of bounds for 5 seconds, and the clock would have ran off. But instead, we're going to have another free throw coming here. Foul will go on Berkebile, her third, and it will be Alyssa Howe at the free throw line for one more 1-on-1 with 7-tenths of a second left. Ready is Alyssa Howe, 8 points on the night. Beat the bend, flies at that toward the top, and puts it through. She's got 9, and it's now 37-31. 37-31 is a free throw, second one up. No good. And the rebound. 37-31, HTRS with the win over Johnson County Central in our girls game tonight. We'll come back and wrap up the score in this game after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
While farmers like you are working around the clock, DeKalb is working around the globe, developing the latest breeding innovations to help you stay ahead of the pace. Their exclusive genetics bring together the best traits available today, and they'll continue working to help you get the most from every acre, no matter what comes your way, because success never rests. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seed. Call Will and Neil with your seed questions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And our girls game night, it is HTRS with the win, 37-31, outscoring the Thunderbirds in the second half, 19-15. They led by 2 at halftime tonight. Scoring for Johnson County, 7 right. Jordan Albright had 14 points in the ball game. Sonny Rother had 8. 3 for Ava Berkebile, 2 each for Arlen Cabreras and Bailey Stirrup and Emma Swanda. Thunderbird, 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the ballgame. They only got 2 free throw attempts, made 1. For HTRS tonight, they are led by Ellie Sharp and J.C. Leach with 12 points apiece in the game. 9 for Alyssa Howe tonight. Gracie Schaefer had 2 and 1 each for Hannah Kozel. and Avery Derberger. Titans went 6 for 13 at the free throw line, 4 of 7 in the fourth quarter. Your final score in a girls' game, 37-31. HTRS girls with the win. They're now 4-13 on the year. Johnson County Central drops to 7-9. It's parents' night here at Humboldt. They're going to introduce the parents of the players. I think the girls and the boys. So they're going to do that, and then we'll have the regular warm-up. So we'll be back here in about 15 or 20 minutes on Sunny 101.3 with the boys' game tonight.